Now, whether we should go to conference or whether we should have the Senate work on the House bill, we've, as you know, Wilbur Mills is planning to start his tax hearings on Wednesday, I think it is, next week. We've got the minimum wage hearings, or in executive session, they're supposed to have any hearings to start, I think, probably next week with Dent's subcommittee. I don't know when we're going to get Wilbur to go on the east-west trade, because he's got that committee's small, and they don't usually divide into subcommittees, you know.
I knew that.
He handles most of them himself.
His big thing is we just get him
Sir.
To get that. If he can just move that, like,
yes.
dose of salt, that tax bill, that's what'll really help us.
All right. Well, I
that
think
the little old auto dealers.
I think he's going to be easier on that one than
he told us he could get.
Well, on the other one.
He told us he could get that through without any trouble, and he.
Yeah, I think he can.
And we did it about like he wanted to. I could. I mean, we didn't suggest any increase in corporations or any increased personal. We may have to in June, July,
yeah,
if we're
right.
still in this thing, but the telephone wasn't too bad, but Henry Ford said that he could understand it. He'd go along with us. General Motors, this Donner's a mean Republican, he said, oh hell, he wouldn't give up anything. And he's selling all the damn cars he can make. It's an all-time high. It's just vulgar how many they're selling.
Well, of course, a lot of members didn't particularly want to go on automobiles before, you know.
We didn't. They forced it on us, you know.
And just a group that really worked it, and that is too bad now. In hindsight, of course, it succeeded. But beyond that, I don't know. I think we'll do all right. The members seem to be in pretty good humor. And
I thought it might be a good thing when you have some time. Might come by some evening, we'd get a drink and look over the interviews we've had with
right.
about 200 of you Democrats and what they say privately.
Yeah.
They're unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Maybe they tell another story up there. They do bitch.
Well, I've had very little study, less than I had last fall. I think they all felt pretty good when they came back. I didn't have one word of criticism on Vietnam, and I didn't have, and 90% of the people that I talked to were in favor of the domestic program.
I wish you'd let these damn reporters know that. They're trying to build up a big war.
I had them in my office on the opening day, and I told them that the support was overwhelming in my area, and I've been several other places.
Did you notice what the Harris showed on the Congress? She brought it up. 35% of the people thought that he was doing a good job to over 70.
Yeah, that's probably the highest rating.
Highest in the history.
History, yeah.
And that's just because your leadership, and because we recognized him, and because we complimented him and told the American people.
That's right.
You take it doesn't hurt you to have a man come up there and say, I came up here to thank you for the great job you did last year.
That
and speak
right.
to 62 million like I did the other night. That's the biggest audience they said damn near every adult in this country was listening.
I'm sure that's true.
62 million.
That's something.
Let's get together in the next two or three days.
Okay.
How's your boy?
He's fine, thank you.
You getting ready to go to that ball game with us?
Yeah, he'd like to.
Tell him all right.
Okay.
Waiting.